USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is on the West Coast raising money in Los Angeles for ahead of the 2024 election, in which he's seeking a second term. As he left the White House on Tuesday, the president was asked by a reporter who he would rather face in the general election, former President Donald Trump or former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
Oh, I don't care.
This, as the president says, there's more sanctions coming against Russia after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Greenfield defends the United States' decision to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. She spoke outside a meeting of the UN Security General.
We're on the ground 24/7. No one else is putting their people out there. No one else is putting skin and boots on the ground to find a solution to this situation, and we'll keep working on that every single day.
Earlier this month, senators were unable to agree on a nearly $118 billion package that would have boosted border security and provided wartime aid for Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz joins Fox Business and explains why he was a no vote.
That bill would have put into law, it would have codified Joe Biden's open borders. It would have put into law and codified catch and release, which is what has caused this crisis.
Police in Kansas City are announcing charges in the Super Bowl parade shooting. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Parker Baker saying two adults in the shooting have been charged with murder. One person died in the shooting and 22 others were hurt. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has declared a state of emergency due to a police shortage in his state. And he's now pushing for state legislators to reinstate tough-on-crime policies. He joins Fox News and says his state is in a crisis.
We have had more children last year in New Orleans being murdered than in the past decades. And so we are in a crisis, and we know that the one thing that does work is when you get police officers and boots on the ground.
Nikki Haley is pledging to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed many calls for her to withdraw from the race. In Baltimore, Maryland, multiple police officers are facing indictments in three separate cases. Baltimore State's Attorney Ivan Bates going over the indictments in a press conference on Tuesday.
We have secured indictments against five law enforcement officers in three separate cases, with offenses ranging from assault, reckless endangerment, excessive force, theft, serious traffic violations, and misconduct in office.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.